I'm Farai Chidea, and now we're going to go to two stories in very different parts of the country. They have both reignited the issue of when the state should step in and take over for parents who are struggling to provide proper care. Yesterday, a Minnesota judge ruled that the parents of 13-year-old Daniel Hauser can retain custody of their son as long as he gets cancer treatment doctors say he needs. Last week, the state of South Carolina set out to determine whether a child's huge level of obesity is enough to charge neglect. We're not talking a couple pounds here, but hundreds of pounds. Where do we draw the line on parental negligence? Is there a point at which you knew how to parent your kids and you were tired of other people telling you different? That you thought, no, I'm not just being a bad parent. I know what I'm doing here. And yet other people tried to step in. Tell your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org. And right now we've got Kate Daly, who writes for the Human Condition blog at Newsweek. You can find a link on our website. And she has been following the cases. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
When I see pictures of this boy, 555 pounds. The case of the kid who has cancer has gotten much more attention, but I actually want to start out with the obesity case, an unusual child neglect case, because we think of neglect being, you know, a kid, you know, shackled to a household appliance who doesn't get anything to eat. What's going on here?
Right. Well, we don't know fully what's going on in the Alexander Draper case. We do know that he's 14 years old and 555 pounds. And we do know that the state was looking to assume custody for his health care for something that had to do with his weight. Now, the Department of Social Services has come out and said it's not, we would never step in just because a child is heavy. But there's some underlying issues that's related to do with his weight, whether it's a condition that's causing his weight, whether it's diabetes brought on by his weight. We're not sure yet. They're not releasing a ton of information because he is a minor. But it does raise some really interesting questions about the difference between parental neglect and parental medical neglect, which are two very different things.
Mm-hmm. Explain more.
Well, like you said, when you think of parental neglect, you think of a kid shackled to the radiator. You know, you think of neglect implies people who have stopped caring. With medical neglect, parents often care very much. They just either aren't able to provide for their kids despite their best efforts, or they're very invested in their kids' medical care, but their ideas about what constitutes proper medical care is kind of at disagreement with the best accepted practices of how to care for a sick kid.
Well, you know, in that case, we have the case of the Hausers. 13-year-old Daniel Hauser is someone who has a form of cancer. And let's listen to a little bit of his former treating physician.
He needs to be retreated. The tumor is regrowing, so he could develop symptoms soon and get sick again. So there is some urgency, but I think if he does get treatment, he still has a very good chance of being cured.
Well, how does the whole question of medical neglect play out there? That if you take a kid who has cancer away from treatment, is that actionable under the law?
Absolutely. I mean, the law, a lot of times you hear the phrase the best interest of the child bandied about. That's really not the right way to look at cases like this, because the parents think that they have the best interest of the child when they want to treat his cancer with holistic therapies instead of chemo. So, you know, best interest really isn't the best way to look at it. The law is pretty cut and dry. If you are denying a child treatment or care that's going to harm him, then that's medical neglect.
But when does that become a situation where the doctor overrules the personal liberties of a family? I mean, it seems to me implicitly in that doctrine, the law says a doctor can call what constitutes neglect or not.
Right. Well, I mean, the law has been pretty clear since about 1944 when they decided, look, if you want to be a martyr for your religious faith, that's fine, but you can't make a martyr out of your kid. The law really doesn't care what your intentions are, whether it's because you have religious objections, whether it's because, you know, every time a family member's gone into the hospital, they've passed away, so you're reluctant to take your child to the hospital. I mean, they're really just looking at, is the kid getting the treatment they need to live? And if not, that's neglect.
But, you know, the other thing, which reminds me of the first case that we talked about, the obesity case. I remember when I grew up in Binghamton, New York, there was a family that lived on our block, the Murphys, and the mom and dad were both gym teachers. And they used to comment on, they would see a kid who seemed overweight to them. And I remember Mr. Murphy used to say to me, those parents should be taken out and shot. We have a sense in this country that we can comment on other people's parenting, and that bleeds its way into the political discussion of what constitutes neglect, don't you think?
Yeah, and it's been very interesting to watch the reactions to both the Hauser case and the Draper case, because in the Hauser case, you have a lot of people saying, you know, the government shouldn't interfere, and the parents should be able to make this decision. And the Draper case, when you're dealing with obesity, there are some issues of race, there are some issues of class. You have people more likely to say, you know, that woman is a menace and she should be, her son should be taken away from her.
You mentioned the race and class aspects of this, but there's also a question of who's intervening in these, because there's, of course, been this whole feeling that people who are poor and people of color are more highly scrutinized by state entities for their parenting. Who gets to scrutinize people for bad parenting, and when bad parenting becomes illegal, illegal parenting?
In terms of medical neglect, a lot of times you'll have doctors or the Department of Social Services stepping in. And when you talk about, you know, is there going to be a nutrition police? Is there going to be a donut police? While the law, while there might be some wiggle room in the law, although they mostly talk about immediate harm, the truth is these agencies are so underfunded, they're so understaffed, that really only the most dire cases are getting the attention and are coming up on charges of medical neglect. Are those cases most often parents who are very poor? Yeah. I mean, we're seeing that much more than we see these religious freedom cases, which is why they make the news more than cases like Alex Draper make the news.
All right, Kate, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
We were speaking with Kate Daly, who writes the blog Human Condition for Newsweek.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.